Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
B-Pod Studios.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz. Here are the Bankroll Boys. Who you got?
Over Under 98.5, the podcast, it's here. We are recording it on a Thursday night. It is now 8:06. We did our Periscope this week, for those who checked out. There are people, Dan, who only listen to our podcast for our picks, which is something we discussed last week.
Yep.
So we're going to switch it up a little bit. We won't tell you what we're going to do. We're just going to switch it up a bit. But I will say this. Our picks weren't great last week.
No. Yours were. Mine were.
I went 1-2 in the podcast. But I went 3-0 on the 3 o'clock games. The big ones, Georgia, Utah, and then I took Miami over Florida State outright.
Yeah.
So I went 5-3 overall last week.
I went 5. So my podcast plays, I think I went like, was it 4-5? I don't remember what it was. 3-5. I went 5-5 in the week overall. Because I gave out the Niners team total.
That's right.
And then we hit the Thursday night Georgia Southern game, and then the rest of my podcast picks sucked. And I hit the NFL under. But yeah, I mean, I have not been great. The last few weeks have been a fucking grind for me. They have been. And that's
for everyone, Dan.
That's
for
the honest.
Everyone.
Yeah, like, we started off super hot. We were rolling. We were crushing everything. I mean, we were hitting 70%, dude. It's unsustainable. Regression's going to happen. So now we're getting. I've gotten to the point where regression has happened. I'm hoping to, you know, kind of get back on track a little bit.
So here's one thing for me. We bet a lot of games. Like, there are some people out there who, you know, hey, I got two games tonight. Let's go 2-0. And that's just not us, man. We're degenerates. We're betting on everything. The one thing I'll give you credit for is, you know, when we do the pod, I'm like, I've got nothing on this game, move on. There's value in all those games.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and for me, it's just like, if I don't want to watch it, I move on from it.
No, I get it. And I fully understand that there's some people who are like, oh, who gives a shit about, like, Charlotte and UTEP? And that's more than fair. Like, I get it. But, like, it's just sometimes because those games aren't as heavily bet, you can find some value in them. So that's why we kind of try to discuss every game. So we're going to change it up. By the way, for people who are asking, you know, I last year, if you didn't listen to the podcast, I did an NHL segment. I projected out every single NHL game a week out. I usually like to do that a couple weeks into the season. I'm waiting a couple more weeks. I want to collect some more data. Honestly, going to be honest with you, I just don't feel like my model is doing great right now, so I'm not going to start projecting things out. And my thoughts on the teams aren't lining up with what my model says, so I don't want to give out, you know, a bunch of that stuff. So once I'm, you know, a couple more weeks, maybe start getting into things a little bit more, I'll start doing that again, project NHL week out. We have college basketball, Joe. Just started, unofficial holiday, massive. I mean, we kind of talked about it briefly. Are you ready? Because college basketball, for those who don't know, we did very well in college football and NFL last year. College basketball was our bread and butter, honestly. Yep.
And opening night, the dogs were barking, right?
Barking.
Kansas lost. They had too many turnovers.
Kentucky
blew that game. And Kentucky and Duke won. Kentucky's good. I listen, every year there's so many freshmen, it takes them a long time to get going. Nope. I think they're legit, dude.
Well, they had some practices beforehand. And again, I think that they're really good. And Michigan State, there were a lot of fouls called on them in that game.
Yeah, they had a shot. They're going to be fine. They're going to be the best team in the Big Ten.
Oh, great.
And they're going to play one of these teams later on in the year. And Cassius Winston, you know, he's kind of leading that team. But in that game overall, there are a lot of players that probably won't get significant minutes. But overall, though, like, I watched a lot of college basketball. It's going to be entertaining as hell.
I watched
that
Ohio
State game. And the
freshmen
are legit. Like,
oh, yeah. The Ohio State game last night was great. Cincinnati didn't cover it. I like Cincy in that game, which is exactly why I'm not betting college basketball that much early on, because it takes especially since there's so many teams, Joe, it takes me a little while to kind of get to know all these teams. And you're fantastic with Big Ten college basketball. I mean, straight up last year.
I actually was looking at some today, believe it or not.
I mean, and I get that. So I obviously, you know, haven't done that. And, you know, I'm not big into just Big Ten. I like to do everything. So I'm trying to get to know all these teams. Like I watched Long Beach State last night, falling asleep versus UCLA. So like I'm trying to get to know these teams. Like it's gonna take me a little while. And usually my college basketball starts right before New Year. So like probably like 2 weeks in December is usually kind of when I start betting everything heavily. But I think I'll probably be able to get it up and running by the end of November. So once that kind of happens, you know, each team gets 4 or 5 games, maybe I'll be able to actually, you know, kind of figure everything out from there. So we're gonna get into a whole bunch of stuff coming up. We're gonna do college basketball, NHL, NBA.
Yep.
NBA, I'm rolling on. So I'm ready for NBA.
Yep, I've been betting a ton of stuff, just haven't been posting it, and there's a lot of value in totals, definitely when it comes to
every
the
game went over except for one last night. Every single game. So, you know, now we're seeing there are certain nights where teams are just scoring loads of points. There's no defense being played right now. So it is hard to play a lot of unders.
So just quickly, some big college football games. Of course, the biggest one this week, Alabama LSU. I have a PP on that game. I have a PP.
I do too.
Let's. I can't wait.
It's not a PP, but I have a very
I have a PP. I'm going to go light on the PPs, but if I like a game, I'm going to tell you to circle
me
it.
Me as well. This is going to be a week of ads for me. This is going to be a week of ads. I'm not going to go heavy on the PPs, but you know, this is going to be a week of add-ons for me.
There we go. And
try and change it up a little.
NFL, there's one game I really like between the undefeated 49ers and the Seahawks. That's one game. And then there's a fishy line in the NFL.
There's a few of them
as well when it comes to the Cleveland Browns being favored over the Buffalo Bills.
Yep. So there's definitely going to do that. By the way, we appreciate everyone who listens. I just kind of want to shout it out there. You know, we are, Joe and I are moving towards kind of some new things for the podcast, maybe some more you know, media, some more stuff to put out there for you guys as well. You know, we had a good meeting today. We'll try and see if we can get some more stuff out to you guys. Maybe some daily write-ups about some stuff too. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll kind of see what's happening, but hopefully we're going to start pushing towards some more stuff for you guys as well.
One other thing too is management did mention maybe to come up with some merchandise stuff.
Yep.
We have a store at 985thesportshub.com. So we work for 985 The Sports Hub, even though this is not necessarily a Homer podcast. This is worldwide, based off all the downloads that everybody has. We have a lot all over the country. So,
yep.
Especially here in the U.S., but elsewhere in the East Coast, very, very heavy. But if you have shirt ideas, who you got? Fade or follow? Bankroll Boys? If you got any other ideas, shoot us a note at over under 985, or we have an email as well.
Yes, it's over under 985@gmail.com.
And you can DM us, of course. But that was one thing. And then we know people like our podcast, potential sponsors. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, if you guys
we've had people reach out to us before. So
if you guys want to sponsor the podcast, we're starting to get serious about looking for sponsors and stuff. So if you guys are really interested in sponsoring us, listen, we reach a decent range, and a certain type of person listens to this podcast.
Yes.
So if you wanna hit your target audience, you want to hit a certain type of person, let us know so we can help you out.
And again, what's happened here is, you know, it's you guys, the listeners. Whether you like our picks and shit on us, fade. If you like our picks and follow, great. That's what we're doing here. It's a discussion. We do like our picks. We've done well on the season. It's hard to maintain 70%. Listen, people in Vegas, what are they, 58-55%? That's considered good. We're above that. We're not tooting our horns or anything like that. It's just we enjoy doing this on a we're degenerates. We're just like you. We want to bet on everything. There was a game today, Dan. A game, like, I forget, it was like Omaha at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I wanted to bet it, but I didn't.
I bet Czech basketball today. So that's
what I mean. We're just degenerates.
Bet it, forget it, fell asleep. And then because I felt terrible today and, you know, whatever.
And I've started to notice this, and I don't want to answer this question, but they're like, now I'm starting to notice Twitter gambling is like a thing now. Like, it might have been out for a while.
Oh, Twitter cappers?
But now it's now that the NBA has started, holy shit, they're everywhere.
Dude, Twitter cappers are legit. So I'm a legit thing. People ask me all the time, do you know this guy? Do you know this guy? Do you know this guy? I don't know them because there's so many people. I'll put it out like this. And this is not to toot our own horn because I have not been good for the past weeks and I'm perfectly okay saying that, past few weeks. 95% of the people on Twitter who post plays are going to lose long term. Most of them are looking.
There's an amount. It's kind of like what's happened to us. We did really well, but then once we start giving out so many plays, it's just not sustainable.
It's not sustainable, right? Know? Exactly. And so,
like, they might do 61%, which is outstanding. It's great. But, like, you're going to have, like, losing night. More, you're going to have losing nights.
Long term, 95% of people who bet on sports are losers. That's the truth.
Long term.
That's the reality, is that long term, people lose in this thing. So if you find someone who's good, who you really believe in, that's great. If you want to ride the hot hand and ride the hot wave, that's cool too. But just understand that unless you've been doing this for a really long time, it's not easy. You're most of the people you follow right now and the guys who are hot and whatever, they lose. I mean, I understand that people think that, you know, right now I'm losing because I haven't been good the past few weeks. I'm open, perfectly okay.
Well, you're not changing your style. You're still giving picks.
And yeah, and it's worked long term. And we won last year. We're winning this year. I know I've had a bad few weeks, but in general, we're still winning. Yeah.
I think who, like, I see them out there where, oh, you know, you guys haven't been having good picks. But, like, do you listen to the whole podcast? Like, there were so many other people that were like, dude, remember that Eastern Mich game we were talking about last week?
I told you I gave a sharp play for my buddy. But it was a really sharp guy, and they won by, like, 40.
It nailed it. There's a lot of discussion and stuff that we're bringing out. One thing I just wanted to add was I went 3-0. I mentioned that on that three. I was at the beach. I was on vacation. And I gave out Georgia, which won and covered. I gave out Utah, as I mentioned earlier, and then Miami as an underdog. I went 3-0 on those games. I cashed on those three games. You know what I did? We both liked Oregon. Well, I took USC to come, just like stick around second half. Yeah. They got their asses handed to them.
I
had Hawaii, which when I tell you that was a vomit loss, losing on a field goal up all those points, that was tough. But I went 3-0 in the day and blew a half a unit and then a full unit on those games. It hurts. Like, that means you're doing too many plays. Money management, at one point, we're going to have to really discuss that because that's what it's all about, money management. We can make plays till we're blue in the face. But, like, if you got – and going into Sundays, like me this week, I took the Patriots at night. It was the only play I picked all day. I actually had the Colts as well, which lost. But whatever. But my point is sometimes you really have to get into money management. Besides that, moving on, people mentioned that they'd like to hear our questions earlier in the show because sometimes we get worn out late in the show. We might change that up. So moving forward here, we're going to change things up on the show. We're going to start NFL and then get into college football. All that coming up next on the opening edition of Over Under 985, the podcast.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk, and where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Over Under 98.5 podcast. You can find all of our documented picks at Dan Lipschatz, at Joey Murr, and at Over Under 98.5 on Twitter. You can also listen to us Thursdays with Toucher and Rich, 7 to 7:20 a.m. to discuss everything that's going on in the sports world of betting, the NFL, college football, and any other sports slate that is going on that week. Make sure to listen to us 7 to 7:20 a.m. every Thursday on Toucher and Rich.
Over Under 985 NFL, switching it up this week, starting with the NFL first. Let's go Baltimore off a big win against the Patriots. Go to winless Cincinnati. Cincinnati getting 10 points at home. Ryan Finley will be the quarterback this week. There's something about a team with an emotional win going on the road the next day. So when I see 10 points on this one, Dan, I know it's crazy. Like, the Cincinnati Bengals, I can't see a letdown spot here for I can't see it. I can't. But at some point, the damn Bengals are going to have to get a win.
I think they're going to win this game, especially starting Ryan Finley for the first time. No Andy Dalton this week. He's been benched. However, A.J. Green coming back,
And I might not play is what I'm reading.
Really? That's surprising if he doesn't play because
he said he doesn't think he's going to play.
Wow, that's disappointing because everything I had heard this week was that at least his coach said that he was going to play. I believe didn't Taylor say he was going to play? At least I thought he did. Either way, the fact that he isn't playing is pretty much embarrassing. But nonetheless, if he's playing, the Bengals are in a divisional matchup. Now, the Bengals backdoored this matchup earlier this year.
That's right. We had
the
it.
Bengals. I think, me thinks the right side again is going back to the Bengals to cover this one. The Ravens line is going to be inflated after coming off a massive win versus the Patriots. On the road in a divisional game where they probably don't have to try as hard. And honestly, playing Sunday night is almost like a short week. It really is.
Are the Bengals the only winless team now?
Yes, they are the only winless team in the NFL. I don't think the Bengals are going to win. And again, I don't really think the spread is going to matter a ton in these games. But I like the Bengals to cover this. And I think there's a potential ad for Sunday. I really do think that Cincy is going to be the right side here, especially if you can get that hook at 10.5. I think that's a pretty good line.
Other thing, too, is I know the Bengals still have a good little defense. Dunlap up front, I believe, is still there. The more I look at it, like, they can stop the run. That's one thing to consider for me here. I'm trying to reload my computer again. The total on this one is
40. Use Internet Explorer on that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 44.5 is what I have for the total. Last week, Baltimore put up 37. You see them dropping another 30 spot this week? I can see both teams in the 20s here.
I don't think it's going to be. I don't think Baltimore is going to drop like a 30 or 40 spot on them. But this does. And again, they open at 46, so it's down to 44.5. I guess we're both against the sharps because I like the over as well, Joe. Again, divisional matchup. I just feel like the Bengals probably end up backdooring it again. Like the Ravens are up, 11, whatever. The Bengals backdoor. It's a close game. The Ravens win by 4, whatever, score something like that. And the total goes over because of the backdoor. I do like the over, and I like the Bengals.
All right, moving on. Kansas City's at Tennessee this week. Patrick Mahomes took a bunch of the snaps this week. Tannehill's been better. He's been better than Mariota. They're at home. We know that defense is better. Malcolm Butler out for the year now for Tennessee. So they have a couple of holes there in the secondary. Opened at 3.5, now at 6. If Mahomes plays, I feel like this is a good spot for him on the road. A year ago, these two teams played. Tennessee won 22-21. And that was the last time they played. So I look at it here. I'm trying to get more information on it. I know the total right now is 48. I like the Chiefs just continue to keep pulling out wins, man.
I am a little worried that this is Mahomes' first game back. He's going to go a little bit easy if he does come back and probably what it's like. I am a little worried about that. I'm not sure Kansas City would be the play for me. It's hard to trust them on the road. And Tennessee, as you said, has looked better. I mean, they have. Tannehill has been better. Derrick Henry was very good last week. I know they lost to Carolina, but I do feel like the Chiefs are a decent side. Or I feel like the Titans are a decent side here. I don't know. If Patrick Mahomes first came back, I'd like to see what he actually looks like before I lay my money with him. That's just kind of the way. And I'm not saying he's going to look bad, or he's going to be hurt forever. He's going to be RG3. I'm just saying I kind of want to see what he looks like before, I start betting with him again. That's all.
I don't trust Tennessee. I don't at home, anything. I don't. I'll probably lay off this game, but you're right. Maybe this is a week to just kind of sit back and maybe not see what Mahomes can do.
I just think that he might not be 100%, and he might be 90%, and even 90% Patrick Mahomes might not be making the plays that you normally make, especially because that's kind of a scary injury. I mean, it's not Gordon Hayward breaking his ankle, but I know he doesn't want us to talk about that, but I do think that it's still kind of a little bit, one of his first major injuries, probably a little bit scary for him. I just think he might go a little bit easier this week. I would probably wait another week on the Chiefs. That's all.
All right, the Cardinals travel to Tampa Bay. I saw the line on this one at 4.5. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers will play their first game in their home stadium in 50 days. They have a 4-game losing streak. Obviously, they went tit for tat with Seattle a week ago. They come home here. Now, the Cardinals covered on Thursday Night Football against the 49ers a week ago.
Yep.
They put up points. Arizona has the fewest turnovers in the NFL. Tampa Bay has given it up 18 times. That is second most in the league. David Johnson says he wants to play this week. Kenyon Drake played very well last week. The Cardinals won the last three meetings here. But Bruce Arians was their coach. Again, something else to throw in there. I like the Bucs at home in the spot.
I do too. And again, I think that we have to give the Bucs credit for how they played versus Seattle. Now, again, if you guys have listened to the podcast the past few weeks, I'm not high on Seattle, but I do think that, you know, Tampa Bay was pretty impressive against them the other day. And I would say I would lean Tampa Bay here. I don't think they're getting enough love. I know Jameis Winston makes a lot of mistakes, but he was really good last week. I do think that the total right now is sitting at 52 to open at 54, Joe. How do you feel about an overplay there?
I mean, both these, that's what Tampa Bay does, right? They put up points. Arizona sticks around. I mean, Arizona sticks around. I'd probably lay off the total, but if I can get Tampa Bay closer to three, I might buy that down a little bit.
Down it's at 4.5 right now. You might see a 4 or 3.5 by game time.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be an overspot here, but not a great game. But two teams that are 3-5, 2-6, they're fighting for their lives at this point. Speaking of fighting for their lives, the Chicago Bears are 3-5, Detroit 3-4. Detroit hung around last week; they lost to the Raiders. Chicago's -3, or opened at 3. They're now 2.5. The Bears are at home. Trubisky has shut off all the negative to the cameras, so to shut off all the negative people in there.
No more TVs, guys.
So that's out. Stafford's been good. I mean, 19 touchdowns to 5 interceptions. Trubisky's been bad. The defense for Chicago really isn't what we thought they were. I feel like this is a spot where Detroit gets their offense going, smells blood. They average 25 points a game. I know their defense gives up points, but I cannot back Chicago. I can't do it.
Yeah, I want to back Chicago, but I'm out on them right now, so I'm not touching it. I do think that divisional games, these teams are going to score some points. So I know the total's down to 41.5 most places. I got to be honest with you, I like the over as my favorite play in that game. I do think these teams are going to end up scoring some points. Chicago does scare me in terms of, you know, what Mitch Trubisky
just
is.
How do you put your money on them at this point?
Trubisky was
unless
so,
they go to the backup.
He was so bad in the first half last week. Would they have 6 yards, I think, in the first half last week? It's not.
They did get going a little bit late.
They got to go in the second half, but it's just Mitch Trubisky sucks. Chase Daniel is a better quarterback. When the Bears go back to Daniel, I'll be back on the Bears. But for right now, I can't back them. And while the Lions lost last week, they've been looking good all year. They're 3-4-1 and should probably be like 5-4, or, you know, yeah. They should be better.
They're four and four against the spread. Chicago's 2-6.
The Lions should have 4 or 5 wins. That's the reality of things. So it's kind of hard for me to back the Bears.
The total's 41. Normally in these kind of games, I lean over just because I think Detroit puts up those kind of
I do numbers. Think this is an over game, Joe. I agree. I do think this is an over
game. And last year, don't forget, Thanksgiving Day, Chicago came back and won this game. Detroit had a lead early on.
I believe that was a Chase Daniel game, too.
That's right. And they came back and won. I remember Chicago, that game.
You were, too.
That went perfect.
That was your 11-0 day,
if
right?
If you go on my Twitter Thanksgiving page, I still have it. Still have it. Maybe I'll have to update it at some point going forward here. All right. Here's an interesting one. Atlanta goes to the New Orleans. We know Atlanta sucks. 1-7, not good against the spread. 0-4 on the road. The Saints just continue to roll. They rolled last week with Drew Brees back in the lineup. Up interception.
That was a terrible throw by Rivers. And he's going back.
He's got it. We're doing play-by-play. Nice hit.
That was nice tackle by Hunter.
New Orleans won the last meeting last year, 31-17 in November. Matt Ryan, we don't know if he's playing or not. I wonder if he's back, actually. That's probably something we should look into. Haven't read much about it. Atlanta's lost six in a row, where New Orleans has just won six in a row. Two teams going in opposite directions here. Now, if this was last year, Dan, I would say just bet the 13, bet it and forget it, whatever side you like. But it's a new NFL this year. Points seem to matter. I mean, it's another game indoor for Atlanta. A game I would completely stay away from. But if it was last year, it would be New Orleans for me with the points. Laying the points.
It does look like Matt Ryan is going to play. So that I guess that's kind of it. I agree. I think I would lay the points in New Orleans this week. Listen, Falcons just haven't been good. 1-7, 0-4 away. No, by the way, no Cleve Blakeman game this week. I looked into it. And Blakeman has a week off, so that sucks. But, you know, the last time the Falcons covered was that Blakeman game where they were down 24-0. I think this is a game you would stay off normally, but I think the Saints are interesting. At 14, maybe you can get 13.5 on that one. That'd be something you look at. It's tough for me. This is a real big spread, and it's hard to take those big spreads. But I would definitely lean New Orleans in that one.
Moving on, the shit bowl. Giants at Jets.
We have one every week.
Oh, God. I don't even know what I want to do here.
The Giants are 2.5-point favorites on the road. Give me the Jets. Don't these teams suck? The Giants are 2-7. The Jets are 1-7. The Jets one win versus the Cowboys. The Giants two wins. One was versus Tampa. Remember the other Giants win? I can't remember what it was off the top of my head. I'll look it up. But either way, I know that the Jets have been garbage, right? Like, they've just been terrible, but, like, they're facing a team that's absolutely just as bad as they are. And to be honest with you, they beat the Redskins. I mean, so seriously, they're two terrible wins. I would lay the points to the Jets.
Oh, God, I'm not even touching this.
I would take the points to the Jets. I would take the points to the Jets, honestly.
Not even looking.
But the total on that one is 44. I would lean under. I mean, again, shit bowl. Both those teams suck. Daniel Jones will commit turnovers. Darnold will commit turnovers. I just think the Jets will suck a little less. I would lean under.
Yeah, no play for me on that one. This game I can't figure out. Cleveland's -3 at home against Buffalo. Kareem Hunt does come back for Cleveland, so that gives them a little bit more. And I read this week that they want to feed Odell Beckham a little bit more. I wonder if he's been acting up.
That's force feed was the term that I read.
That's right, force feed. I don't see it. I think Buffalo is just a better team, better coach team. Quarterback, maybe Mayfield wins that battle. Running game,
definitely.
Frank Gore. I mean,
Frank Gore and Singletary versus Nick Chubb. Give me Chubb.
Listen, this is a fishy line, which means probably take Cleveland. I can't do it.
Almost any week I would take Cleveland here. I'm not going to take them, but I think they're going to win this game.
They're 0-3 on
her. The Bills are fraudulent as fuck, dude. We saw them last week versus the Redskins. Dwayne Haskins, who literally does not look like he belongs in the NFL, was moving the ball against their defense last week. Their defense has been overrated because of how they played versus the Patriots, a divisional opponent. We've harped on how divisional games are just totally different than other games. I think the Browns are going to win this week, and every single sharp that I know loves the Browns. My buddy, the sharp guy I gave you Central Michigan last week, guess what? He's on the Browns at 2.5 this week. So I'm just saying, I'm not PPing it or anything, but if I'm taking a side, it's Browns or nothing.
Now, just to bring this up, last week there were other lines that were like this. Chargers, right? What were they? +3.5.
And then they won
home,
easily.
They whooped Green Bay. There was another line. Who was it?
Colts.
Played it.
Colts. Steelers.
Colts. There was another one at 4.
Steelers
Browns. The Browns were favored last week, too.
And Denver won.
And Denver
so
won outright.
Almost all those fishy lines last week went the other way. I would expect that trend to continue this week with the Browns.
So those are the 1 o'clock games. Going into the 4 o'clock, you want to give another fishy line here? Pittsburgh, who's now getting hot at 4-4, takes on the 5-3 Rams. Pittsburgh's -1 at home.
Oh, I have Pittsburgh at 3.5-point dogs.
Oh, sorry. Opened at 1, and now they're 3.5. Sorry.
I do think the Steelers will stay in this game. I actually think this is going to be a really good game. I think the Steelers are better than, you know, than we thought. I think the Steelers are better with Mason Rudolph than with Ben Roethlisberger.
They're very prideful, I'll tell you that much. T.J. Watt's playing great.
I think they're going to struggle as the year goes on.
Minkah Fitzpatrick's been a difference for them.
Agreed, he has been. I think they're going to struggle as the year goes on, but I don't think this is a terrible spot for them. However, if there's a public fave that I'm backing this week in a spot, it's the Rams. I think the Steelers will stick in the game. Maybe the Rams win by three. Maybe the spread matters here a little bit, but I would take the Rams to win this game. I think the Steelers will stick in the game, and I also think this is going to go over. My favorite play in this game, and something I'm looking at very strongly, is the over in this game. The Steelers should score some points, okay? They really should. And the Rams obviously have a good offense when, Jared Goff decides to actually play. I would like the over in that one as my favorite.
Ready for this, Dan?
Yes, sir.
I do like the Rams to win this game, but give me the over. I have 44.
PP?
PP, baby.
Bang, bang. First PP of the day for us.
I think the Rams win this one 28-21.
I think that's possible. I think that makes a lot of sense to me. I think the Rams are going to win the game. I think it's going to be close. Feels like a spread might matter game. I don't know why, but it does.
Miami off a win goes to the Colts. Now, the Colts are 11-point favorites. Jacoby Brissett's practiced all week. Brian Hoyer will be ready if not. Something's not right with the Colts the last couple of games. Vinatieri has been shaky. T.Y. Hilton's been out.
They're not good without Hilton. They're just a totally different team.
They are at home, which I think helps them. I think Miami's still playing hard. I know it's 0-3. I'm gonna stay away from this one, but that 44 total there, kind of like the over.
I'm going to stay away. I actually like the under. I think Miami is going to regress a little bit. By the way, Colts this week should be your survivor pick. They should be. I mean, they can win this game with Brian Hoyer. It doesn't matter.
I was thinking Colts or Saints.
Here's the thing. The Dolphins are going to try and lose games from now on. They have their win. You know, Brian Flores is not going to make history about being one of the worst teams ever. They have their win. They can now continue to suck. So, I think that this is now going to be a team that you look that maybe has good first halves and sucks in the second half, which has been kind of a trend we've seen with the Dolphins the past few weeks. I think that continues here. The Colts opened at 16-point favorites when Brissett was healthy.
Yep.
I expect the Colts to lay the wood this week and cover the number versus the Dolphins.
Hmm. Other 4 o'clock game, Carolina at Green Bay. Green Bay minus 6 now, or 5.5. Carolina has played well. I'm interested to see how Green Bay bounces back here. I think Carolina, now that Cam Newton's out for the year, like, they're committed to their quarterback now.
Kyle Allen has played very well.
McCaffrey can run. That's something that was interesting. Like, Eckler and Gordon were running all over Green Bay last week. I don't like the 6 here for Green Bay. I'm not going to take Carolina here, but I like what they've doing. They're 2-1 on the road this year. And I just want to see how Green Bay bounces back before I back them again.
Feels like a fraudulent 7-2 for Green Bay. Feel like they should be 5-3 or 5-4 or whatever. I don't really like Green Bay as they're playing right now. I think that they're going to win their division. They're a good team, but I don't feel great about them. Carolina coming off a good win versus Tennessee. They pounded Tennessee last week. And they probably should have won by more, if not for a few terrible calls by the refs in that game. I like Carolina to win this game outright.
Actually, I might even do another total here. I'm going to go under 48 in this game.
Yeah, the sharps agree with you.
You know what? PP, let's go.
All right, bang, bang. We got another PP under 48 in the Packers. Who's it?
Packers-Panthers. Carolina. I just think both teams are going to play ball possession. I see like a 21-13 win.
I do think Carolina's going to win this game. I do. I just think this is Carolina's a really good team, and I know it's a good bounce back spot for the Packers. But I'm kind of down on them. And Carolina can run the ball and do all sorts of different things between Curtis Samuel and DJ Moore. I like their game right now. I think they're trending up. So,
all right, the 8:20 NFL game. Vikings go to Dallas. Oh, God, it's just so hard for me to back Dallas here, and it's really hard for me to back Minnesota, but Minnesota's played better. They did lose last week. Dallas has won two in a row. If you look at it, everything's like identical. Points for, points against. Minnesota's 4-0 at home. They struggle a little bit more on the road, where Dallas is 3-1 at home this year. Like, I wish I could give you a little bit more. The only thing I can tell you about Cousins is he doesn't throw many picks. Dalvin Cook has actually run the ball better than Zeke Elliott this year. And Amari Cooper is probably the better receiver when it comes to Diggs. And so here I'm torn. I'm torn.
Remember, no Thielen for the Vikings this week.
Another pick for Phillip Rivers.
And this one looks like you could go back to the house.
Pick six.
There is a flag, but this is a pick six, it looks like. And a blindside block on Rivers there. That's definitely coming back. Joe, my turn to start it off, I guess. PP, Dallas Cowboys, -3. I think this line will end up being at 2.5 by game time, but honestly, the Cowboys are the better team here. The Vikings are missing Adam Thielen, who's a big part of their offense. Kirk Cousins doesn't do well, doesn't perform well versus, you know, good teams. That's
low
hit on the quarterback for Rivers, so that's coming back. The Raiders are getting screwed this game so far. Two picks coming back.
Hunter Henry fell. That's why it was a bad pick.
Yep. But I do like Dallas a lot in this spot. I think that they're going to win this game pretty easily. And I think that they're going to beat Minnesota. I think that Minnesota's a good team. By the way, total on that one is 45.5. So is that 46.5? I very much like the over. So you want a fun little tease? Oh, are they counting it? Are they counting that pick six?
Wow.
Wow. I guess they're going to let the raid that pick six stand. I'm shocked because he went low on Rivers, and there was a blindside block, I feel like, at Rivers at the end. So I'm shocked that they let that happen. But I like Dallas. I like the over a lot in those two games, in that game. I think I'm going to probably end up being on that one Sunday night too. So give me Dallas to the PP.
And then finally, the Monday night game, Seattle goes to San Fran. I want to back Seattle here. I really do. I believe last year, 26-23 San Fran, but that was with Mullins, who played well. I just want to root for Seattle. I feel like it's time for San Fran to get knocked off.
PP Niners -6. Listen, I'm going to keep saying it. Seattle's a fraudulent team. This team is not as good as we think. We saw last week they covered in overtime. They should not have covered that game. They didn't even deserve to win that game. And I'm happy they did because, you know, I like rooting for Russell Wilson. I think he's a fun player to watch. But they didn't deserve to win that game, to be honest with you. And if you're getting shredded by the Tampa Bay Bucs, you're going to get shredded by the San Francisco 49ers. Divisional game on the road Monday night. The Niners are going to be up and ready for this one. I really like San Francisco in this spot. I think it's a great spot for them. And my sharp guy likes this one too. So there you go. I'm rolling with the Niners.
All right, that's it, Dan, for the NFL this week.
That's it.
Ready to go through every single college football game?
4 PPs for us in the NFL section. Not bad.
Wow, all right.
Not bad. So for more than the 2 last week.
That's right.
So, all right. You ready for college football?
I am ready. I'm still wondering what that flag was for in the NFL.
Me too. I can't figure it out, but
whatever. All right, we have college football games coming up next here on Over Under 985.
Hardcore baseball talk, inside the ropes with wrestling talk, and where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, and send in your questions at Over Under 98.5.
Over Under 985 college football. It's a big weekend, and it's got a big card here beginning on Friday night, where we have UCF and Tulsa, Washington and Oregon State. Those are your two Friday night games. Quality teams here. UCF actually has been very good, Dan, of late. They beat up on Houston last week. I believe they scored like 28 second half points. Tulsa's hung around. They're at home.
Covering machine. They keep covering these games. I mean, they're 2-7 and 0-5 in the American, but they just continuously cover. I don't know how. And maybe they're not as bad as the record indicates. I don't know. But, I mean, you know, UCF, line is at 17, Joe. What are your thoughts on that one?
I like UCF in the spot. It's going to come down to, like, the number, you know? What's the total here?
Total's at 69 and a half.
Oh, over. Oh, 69 and a half?
69.
Ooh.
See, here's what I think. I think both these totals are very high. I think one of them's going over, one of them's going over. One favorite wins, one favorite probably doesn't cover. Both favorites probably win. Spreads are big enough, but I think it's going to be your classic Friday night, you know, you split half and half going both ways. So I Tulsa's a covering machine right now. I'm not going to go against that. I think Tulsa probably covers the 17 versus UCF. I definitely don't like it, but I would say that. And I actually think this game is going to go under. I would say Tulsa, I would say an under for this one.
I see like a 41-21.
I just think Tulsa is going to somehow cover the spread. I don't know why. It should be bigger than 17. I know it's on the road at Tulsa, but I mean, it's not like Florida to Oklahoma is such a major trip. Either way, I lean Tulsa, but again, I don't have a real strong lean there. Anything in the 10:30 game for you, Joe? Washington on the road at Oregon State. Washington favored by 10.
Last year, I had Washington over Oregon State. They won 42-23. So I had that. Washington's lost two in a row, where Oregon State's actually won two in a row. Washington hasn't allowed an opponent to score more than 35 in a game this year. That was actually for a while.
I believe that Washington, that loss was against Oregon when Oregon scored 35 against them or whatever.
Yep. So here, I mean, I think for 10 points, I think I would take Washington in this spot.
I think I would, too. I think I would take Washington. I think Washington covers and wins the game. I also really like the over in this one. Considered it as a PP, but I'm not going to play it. But I think this is going to go over. I think Oregon State has the offense ability to score. Washington should absolutely score on this putrid defense. But, yeah, Eaton and Luton should you know, kill it tomorrow. Both those quarterbacks should put up some points. So I think my favorite one in that one is definitely the over.
And Oregon State's at home, and that one, I believe, so far they are, 1-3 at home. So far in the year, Washington's 2-1.
Yeah, I like Washington in the over in that one.
All right, let's lead off the Saturday card with Florida State at Boston College. Vomit.
Gross.
BC wins. I believe they're bowl eligible. Taggart just got fired from FSU, which I think Bob Stoops going to take over there. BC's got their sophomore quarterback playing. He's been pretty good.
I think the rumor today was who was the rumor?
Lane Kiffin?
No. God damn, I can't remember who it was. All right, just keep going. I'll find it.
Either way, like, BC lost this game on the road last year at a last second play, and I had FSU. I remember cheering on. For me, BC at home, the way they've been playing, but I can't touch them. I will not bet them.
I think Florida State's going to win this game. BC sucks. I know that they have, it's been up and down or whatever, but yeah, there's no shot in hell am I backing BC here. I know that Florida State just fired their coach. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, because I think that leads, you know, Mike Norvell from Memphis. That's who is being rumored for the Florida State job, by the way. I think Florida State has more talent, and I think BC sucks. I think both teams are going to score plenty of points, though. Total's at 63. Probably right about right. I would lean Florida State there. I would.
PP Baylor, -2.5 at TCU. Reason for it? TCU just had one of their quarterbacks transferring their other quarterbacks out.
No, he's playing.
Is he going to play?
He's playing.
Either way, I like Baylor in the spot. They played on Halloween night, squeaked out a win here, but I love Baylor in this spot on the road. I know it's early chalk here. I know it's a low line, but I think Baylor continues to stay undefeated. I'm going Baylor in this spot.
I don't know what Baylor's going to do. I think TCU offensively has finally found their groove, and that's what kind of scares me. The last time TCU was home versus a really good team, they beat Texas. It's the only thing that would kind of precede me from taking Baylor. I actually lean the over for this game. I think TCU is going to put up a good amount of points here. So that does kind of scare me a little bit. Also, 80% of the bet is on Baylor, which scares
TCU's
me a little
bit. TCU's won four in a row in the series.
Yeah.
That ends. And that's all because of the Baylor scandal.
I just think TCU is going to score some points. That's the only thing that worries me, is that their quarterback play has been really, really good. I know Alex Delton's leaving the program, but Max Duggan, he was the freshman or whatever. He's been playing well. So I would like to lean Duggan to continue doing that. So that's my personal opinion.
Sticking with the Big 12, West Virginia hosts Texas Tech. Nope. I got nothing. Nothing in this game. But for some reason, I like Texas Tech to win because they put up more points.
I like West Virginia. Again, going on the road to Morgantown, I will continue to say it is a tough place for teams to play.
Especially at noon.
Texas Tech, who is not a good team, traveling on the road to Morgantown. I think this is a win for West Virginia. I think they win this game pretty easily. I know that for whatever reason, the line has moved against me in that one, but I'm not PPing it or anything, but I very much like West Virginia. They were very good versus Baylor last week and are coming off a long week here. So,
And the total there is like 60 or 59.
Total in that one is 59.
I slightly lean over there.
I will say, though, that Texas Tech is coming off a bye. So, I mean, at the very least.
How about this one? Maryland at Ohio State. Let's just keep it simple. Because we know that Ohio State plays Penn State coming up. Do they cover 43 points?
Yes. They're going to absolutely fucking blow the doors off Maryland. They're just so good. This team is just so good. Are they number one in the country good? I don't know. We're going to find that out. But they're facing Rutgers next week. So they're not going to look ahead to Rutgers this week. Mm-hmm. If they're looking ahead, it's next week at when they're facing Rutgers to Penn State. To me, the Buckeyes are going to cover Maryland here pretty easily. And I would look
at... I see like a 50-something-7 game.
I wouldn't be surprised if Ohio State puts up like a 55 burger on them. Honestly, I think Ohio State's going to cover, and I think they're going to score a shit load of points this week. So I would stay away from Maryland. Maybe that's just me.
Sticking with the Big Ten, Purdue at Northwestern.
A lot
again,
of Big Ten games. Huh?
Again, you know me, I like to fade Northwestern, but I'm out on Purdue. So I have no play on that game, but if I had to, gun to my head, I would take Purdue.
So the line opened at Purdue -2. Jack Plummer, who's the Purdue quarterback for the past few weeks, is out for the season.
Oh, dude.
So Northwestern is in Northwestern, I also believe, quarterback is out this week. So we have a real shit bowl here in the Big Ten. I believe Hunter Johnson is starting for Northwestern this week. Nonetheless.
Now, Hunter Johnson was supposed to be the big standout transfer from Clemson. And
he has been
shit.
Garbage. Garbage. I believe that Aiden O'Connell was starting for Purdue last week. He was the one to lead them on the drive last week versus Nebraska. And I believe they won that game with him. So he is going to be the one doing that. Purdue and Northwestern, both teams suck. The total is down to 39.5. Everyone's going to be on the under this week. I don't know what to do in this one, Joe. I'm not backing either team. This team sucks.
Florida hosts Vanderbilt. Florida's still sticking around. With the rankings that came out this week, they're 26.5-point favorites. They win the game like 30-17. I won't bet it, but they're not going to cover that 28.
I agree. I do think this is going to be a tough one for them to.
I've actually watched this game over the last few years where Vanderbilt has kept it close. Remember Ralph Webb, former Patriot preseason great?
Yep.
I remember that it was at Florida. They covered. So I just feel like Florida wins, they don't cover.
Florida does have to look ahead to a tough game at Missouri next week. Kelly Bryant's going to be back from Missouri in 2 weeks. This is going to be it's going to be a tough game for them. I think Florida has a real chance to lose at Missouri next week. I think this is a look ahead spot for them. I don't think they cover cover that at all. But wait, total in that one is 49.5. I think this one's going over. Mm-hmm. I do, because I think that there's going to be some definite points here.
Four more nooners. Western Kentucky goes to Arkansas. we both know what Western Kentucky can do, okay?
They had what an absolute shit show they put
14-0 last week, and then they lost to Florida Atlantic. And I believe they have a former Arkansas quarterback, right? Yep. So I just, conference means a lot to me here. Arkansas is going to win this game. And let's not forget, Arkansas has lost 6 in a row.
I think Western Kentucky is going to win the game. I think their loss last week sucks. But let's also not forget who Arkansas was. They are the team that barely beat one of the worst FCS teams week one. They're in the SEC, which is probably the most overrated conference in the country. Still, everyone thinks the SEC is something amazing. Tell me the good teams out of the SEC this year. Alabama, LSU, Georgia?
Auburn's still good.
Auburn?
They lost.
Oh, okay, but I mean, you know, we're you know, there's some good teams there, but I don't love them. I don't know. I will take Western Kentucky. I think they're the better team, so give me Western Kentucky in the 2 points there.
I will say this. Western Kentucky is the better team. But
Total's at 52.5. I mean, this is just
over.
Another over. Western Kentucky forgot how to play defense last week, too, so that was bad.
UMass, Army, we actually talked about this a week ago, and here we are.
Oh, God.
Army, 34.5.
There's sometimes where I'm like, that might be too much for UMass. I think UMass is going to... fuck, I'm not playing it. There's no way in hell I would ever play it, but I do think UMass is going to cover the 34.5 versus Army. They didn't cover versus Liberty last week, though, and they didn't cover versus UConn a couple weeks ago, so who the hell am I? But at Army? Fuck, I don't know. I'm not touching it. That is such a terrible game. Total's at 62, Joe. What do you think of that?
Over. Just continue to ride the over. Right?
I mean, probably. I don't really know what the hell to expect from Army.
When you see a UMass game, just take the over and don't even walk away.
Army just isn't a good team, but the thing is that
they run the hell out of the ball.
Our Army's defense was really good versus Air Force last week. I just don't know what to expect.
Yeah. So. SMU got their first loss of the year. They covered. Did you watch that? They went for 2.
I did. I watched the game.
They went for 2 on a lineman Billy Bob kind of play. So they're 21-point favorites this week. I think they win by 20 against East Carolina.
I think they had to cover the spread. I think it's going to be close. East Carolina had their, you know, one of their great games last week versus Cincinnati. They were up into the fourth quarter. They almost won that game. They lost 46-43 in a game they should have ultimately won. I think that is going to kind of doom them and hurt them there, unfortunately. I think that SMU is going to beat that ass this week. I think the SMU probably covers. Total in that game, by the way, 72.5. Wildly high. That should probably go over. Both these teams score a lot of points. Nice afternoon game. Maybe you want some points. There you go. There are your points.
I think the best game at noon is Penn State at Minnesota. Minnesota with P.J. Fleck. They've just been outstanding. 8-0 for the first time since 1941. They destroyed Maryland, a couple of weeks ago. They have a good quarterback in Rodney Smith. The guy can actually run the football. I think the one thing that they do is they hold the ball. I believe they average about 200 yards rushing per game. They just time of possession's one of their big things. And they got a big receiver in Tyler Johnson. And I've watched this team play a couple of times. Now, for me, Penn State probably wins this game. They have to win this game based off where they're at. This is really going to be Minnesota's like first real test of the year. Sean Clifford, to me, has been really good. He's been really good. I think that defense, one of the best scoring defenses. So I think they're going to win this game by a turnover. I think there's points in this game as well. I think Penn State wins exactly by 6.5-7 points. I like a 28-21 win for Penn State.
PP, Penn State, Minnesota over 47.
So my 28-21 would be over.
There are going to be some points in this game. There are. It feels very similar to the Michigan game a couple weeks ago. I think it's going to be tough for them to win at Minnesota, but I like Penn State in the number. I think both these teams are offensively talented teams that have good defenses but haven't faced a lot of other good offenses. Like, Minnesota hasn't faced exactly any good offenses. Like, you know, Purdue scored 31 against them. Georgia Southern scored 32 against them, you know. Penn State allowed Michigan to score 21 against them. Neither of these teams have faced great offenses this year. I think this is kind of the first matchup where each team is facing a legitimate, respectable offense on the other side. I think these teams are going to score some points. I think Penn State wins the game, but it's going to be really tough. I don't think that you should take a side. I think you should take the total and go over.
All right. I'm getting chirped at about the old Rutgers game.
What's the score in that
I one? I heard that Bryant might win outright.
Oh, a couple minutes ago there. A couple of minutes ago, Rutgers was up by 9.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'll pull it up.
Interesting. That was one of the picks
we
had some fun with today. Georgia Tech goes to UVA.
Rutgers up by 9.
All right, yeah. Okay.
It's possible. They have some time.
What do we got?
3 minutes.
In the whole game?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. I'm not covering.
Yep, and then Rutgers, or Brian just made a basket, so.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd hear about that one.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Whatever, on the way at 12:30.
UVA, Georgia Tech. Virginia Tech, all day on this one.
Yeah, I don't understand it opened at 17, it's down to 15, the sharps like Georgia Tech, okay, that's fine. Give me Virginia with the 15. I mean, I'm not playing it, but, like, feels like that should happen. I don't expect Georgia Tech to score much on them. Virginia's still a good team. I'll take the better team, and I would say that Georgia Tech's not going to score much. So, and that's the way I would go with that.
What else we have?
2 o'clock. I can tell this is going to be a game you're definitely watching. UTSA visits Old Dominion, Joe. Really, just it's an incredibly good game. I know, super important to you. Old Dominion, 3.5-point favorite at home. Feels like everyone's going to be on UTSA. Give me Old Dominion at home, UTSA. Yeah. I like them. I think I have a pretty good read on UTSA. I don't think this is a great week for them. Old Dominion, give me Old Dominion and the over in this one. I like Old Dominion -3.5.
Wow.
I just think that Old Dominion's being... has played a tough schedule. They're pretty battle tested. I know they're only 1-8, but I think they're better. They should probably have like 2 or 3 wins at this point. So I like them at home versus a shitty team.
Okay. What else do I have here? We have Stanford, Colorado. Do you even want to sniff that game?
I want to play the over so badly in this one. I really do. Like, there should be some points in this game for both these teams, but I'm not going to do it. I don't know what side to take, and both these teams suck so much on the sides, there's no reason, but I do lean the over. You got anything you want me to continue? Let's see what we got here. You got anything for Stanford, Colorado?
That's probably the one game I never want to touch.
Gotcha. All right. 3 o'clock. We'll bang out some games that Joe doesn't give a shit about.
Yeah.
Charlotte, UTEP. Charlotte on the road versus UTEP. Charlotte, 13-point favorites, open at 11.5. Total sitting at 57.5. Charlotte scores points, so I don't know why this is an under game. Maybe it's because they feel like UTEP won't score much. Charlotte just doesn't have much of a defense, and Charlotte can absolutely... win this game. UTEP could absolutely stay in this game, but I think Charlotte should cover the spread of 13. They should score a good amount of points, and this one should go over. I mean, really, we're not asking for a ton. 57.5. Charlotte flies over. They score a shitload of points. I would definitely lean Charlotte in the over there. Boy, Rutgers up by 4 with 48 seconds left.
I saw that. At this point, I want Rutgers to lose outright.
I mean, me too. Me too. John Wallach's gonna be telling off tomorrow about Brian. Apparently, Brian got some motivation from us picking against them today. So, all right, another 3 o'clock game, Southern Alabama on the road versus Texas State. I know, just a massive game. Joe Murray is all over this one. Texas State is a 7-point favorite. The total sitting at 42. South Alabama on the road, 1-7, 0-4 in the Sun Belt. Texas State, 2-6, 1-3 in the Sun Belt. Texas State probably should not be laying 7 points to anyone. They're just not a good enough team. But nonetheless, South Alabama might actually be bad enough to lose this game by a touchdown. I really don't know what to do here, but I'm certainly not backing South Alabama. In that case, I would back Texas State, and I would also back the over of 42. That would be my bet there. You want to get into the 330s, Joe? You want me to bang out some really shitty?
I know we got
games?
A couple of big ones. I'm sorry, I've been paying attention to this.
That's okay. There's not really a lot of shitty 330 games, actually, so I think we should probably get into these.
Let's see what we have here.
You want me to lead it off? I'll lead it off with an okay one. How about that?
330, I see your boys, Illinois.
Here we go. Illinois fucking sucks. On the road against Michigan State. 83% of the bet this week, Joe, on Illinois. You know what that means? Fade the fuck out of Illinois. Give me Michigan State minus 14 PP. I am just straight up fading Illinois. That team sucks. Michigan State has a defense. Illinois is going to screw something up. My least favorite PP by far, but I'm fading the shit out of Illinois. Play this small. Small PP. Small PP, like an Asian PP. Small PP, okay? Maybe I should add that. Maybe I should add that out there. Small PP, okay? So, yeah. No, I'm out on Illinois. Michigan State minus 14 is the PP. Joe, what else we got?
Let's see. Oh, I know we get the big one, which we won't get to.
We'll save that.
How about Louisville, Miami? You want to know a trend that I saw? When Miami comes off a straight-up victory against Florida State, they suck the next week. Now they're 5-point favorites against Louisville. Thoughts?
7-point favorites.
Okay. Thoughts? Because I feel Louisville in this spot.
Everyone loves Louisville. I don't know why. I don't really have a good read on Miami right now because Jaren Williams looks really good. Like, he looks like he can actually play. So if Jaren Williams is playing for Miami, I would lean Miami because I think Louisville at 5-3 is probably peaked. That's my personal opinion. That's just my personal opinion because I think Miami with Jaren Williams is a totally different team. But they also just came off an emotional-ish win against Florida State, so I don't really know. Total on that one, by the way, is at 48.5. Though the weather is playing a big factor. It's supposed to be thunderstorms and stuff. So you can run the ball. You probably win that game.
Let me just pull that back up here. So Louisville, they haven't played each other in a while, dude. Yeah. Miami's been playing well, man, that defense. I don't know. I kind of fade Miami after their win last week.
I totally get it. I do. I like Jaren Williams. I'm going to ride the Jaren Williams.
How about any of these games? Let's just kind of go through. UAB, Southern Miss, anything?
UAB, Southern Miss. I kind of lean Southern Miss here. Spread's really high for a UAB game. It's 7. UAB on the road. Southern Miss is, I mean, it's a weird spread, Joe. It's one of those weird spreads if you care about Conference USA. So I would lean with the weird spread. Give me a Southern Miss minus 7 total. And that one is 49.5. I'm going under.
Let's see. What was the other one? Georgia Southern, Troy.
Georgia Southern is a really good team. I mean, they just beat App State outright last week, but I feel like this is a potential letdown spot for them against Troy. I don't know. I'm not backing Georgia Southern this week. I feel like the over 56 might be the play here. Troy can score points. Caleb Barker is a good quarterback for Troy. They don't have no defense, so I would say over in that game.
The other game I know we discussed this morning on Toucher and Rich was Arizona State.
Yeah, I really like Arizona State here. I'm not going to give it out as a PP, but I really like Arizona State. I guess it's a little square, but I just think they're the better team. USC just hasn't been firing at all cylinders the past few weeks. And I think Arizona State has been, significantly much improved since that Utah game. I would absolutely lean Arizona State. The total right now is sitting at 57.5. I like the over.
Both teams should score. Arizona should absolutely put up some points this week. So, by the way, the Celtics up 52-43 at half.
And Temple going in for a touchdown right now.
There you go.
And the degenerate special goes down.
No. Yeah, did Rutgers lose outright? No, they won by four. They won by four. That sucks. I was hoping Rutgers would lose outright after not covering. Rat bastards. Oh, well. All right. Bigger 3:30 games now, Joe. Do you want me to cover the other bad one?
Yeah, just get it over with.
Okay, UConn-Cincinnati. All right. I'll try and pull everything up here. Cincinnati laying 35 points on the at home versus UConn. I'm telling you what's going to happen right now. This is going to be a repeat of the UCF game. Cincinnati is going to absolutely obliterate UConn the first half. UConn's going to cover somehow in the second half and cover the spread. The total's at 54.5, and it's going to go way over that. It's going to be a high-scoring game, and UConn's going to UConn's going to cover second half.
Oh, UConn sucks. Did you go over Wake Forest yet?
By the way, touchdown Chargers to Hunter Henry.
Yeah.
If you can't tell, Joe.
Hunter Henry going to have an impact in this week's playoff game. Hunter Henry's not playing this week, Stephen A. Smith. Well, anyways, he going to have a big week. When he said the linebacker who hasn't played for the Chiefs for like years, he sucks. I actually kind of love Stephen A. Smith for
he just knows nothing about football. Nothing. But he's
what I tell you is that a Hunter Henry going to have a touchdown tonight.
Well, he's good.
What's his segment called that he does on ESPN?
I don't know. Something with Max Kellerman, right? Or is he not, I don't remember what the hell he does anymore. I don't care about him. He's an entertainment whenever he is there. So.
Okay, let's move on because I got caught up in damn Rutgers.
It's okay. I get it.
Win them all. I tried.
Got caught up.
He force-fed us. He was like forcing us for a pick.
By the way, Thunder up 36-35 in mid-second quarter right now.
Does Wake Forest beat Virginia Tech? They should. It's at Virginia Tech.
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
Dude, Wake Forest 7-1.
They are. They
like
are.
19 in the country. This is my team.
This feels super fucking trappy this week, though, no? 2-point favorite at Virginia Tech? Like, I don't know. Feels trappy. I like Wake Forest as much as the next guy, but it feels like a Virginia Tech spot. Total sitting at 61. I think this is going under. I think Virginia Tech is going to score some points. I think Virginia Tech might win this game, honestly. I think they will.
No.
Yep, I think they will.
Did you do Kansas, Texas?
I have not. I've saved the big games.
You want Texas, right? Don't you? You want Texas here?
I got a PP on this one. You ready?
You ready?
Texas -6.5.
Ooh, damn.
A little different than you were expecting, right? You're probably expecting it's Kansas State. Yeah. Texas is a great team, dude. They're a great team. And they're 5-3. Now they're underrated compared to Kansas State, rated 16th in the country. Come on. I like Kansas State, but it's too much. Texas is going to get this done, probably blows Kansas State out. By the way, total in that one, Joe. Total in that one, 58. I don't really have a play on the total. But I really like Texas. Really like them.
All right, let's get into it. LSU at Alabama.
Alabama.
Oh, Wonderly, Alabama. I'm Keith Jackson on the call. We have Heisman Trophy candidate Joe Burrow from LSU, former transfer quarterback from the Ohio State, going up against Tua Tagovailoa and coach Nick Saban, Jerry Jeudy, and the rest of the Alabama team. Right now, Alabama, 6-point favorites at home, 8-0 on the year. Tua Tagovailoa back from his ankle injury. LSU has had the tougher schedule. I don't sound like Keith Jackson
not anymore. You did at the beginning, but you got a loss. Whoa,
Nelly!
There we go.
Give me LSU PP +6 in this one. The total's at 62. I want to go over, but I'm going under in this one. I feel a 24-20 game.
You on PP both?
Well, I'm going LSU PP.
You PP in the under.
PP, 6 points. LSU win outright. But no, I'm not doing that. Give me the 6 points. Ding, ding.
There you go. You got your bell.
Do you have anything on this game?
Do
you know what the look-ahead line was for this?
I do not.
Alabama 16 and a half.
Yeah, I like Alabama. I think they're going to win this game.
Who the hell has Alabama played?
No one, but I think the line tells you kind of everything you need to know. Bookmakers still respect Alabama. You know what this line reminds me of, Joe? Remember LSU Texas a couple weeks ago?
Yes.
Where Texas was on the road, or LSU was on the road.
6 points as well.
No one understood why it was a 6 point spread, and then LSU wins by 7. Feels very similar to that kind of game. I really like the under in this game. I think it's going under 63. That would be my favorite play in this game. I just think Alabama's going to win. Bama winning under. I lean Bama to take the spread, but I don't have anything good in the spread. My favorite thing by far is the under, by far.
And what a good game, huh?
These two teams have been game planning for each other all year.
All year long.
All year. The fact that it's a 3:30 game is a disservice. Absolutely dis-fucking-service.
And let's not even get into the Ohio State-Penn State game. That's going to be at noon in a couple weeks.
God damn, that's wild.
I mean, do we even want to even discuss it? This is the game of the year. LSU-Alabama. I've been always told, like, if I could go to a game, which one do you want to go to? This is it for me. LSU-Alabama, everything on the line. To me, I think Joe Burrow is the better quarterback. I think Tua Tagovailoa has the better receivers, without a doubt. Running game, probably Alabama. Defense, I think Delpin.
LSU.
What's the kid's name? Safety from LSU. I think he's one of the best in the country. I'm fading Alabama. I think it's LSU's year. I think they're going to open up the offense a little bit. I think they're going to catch Alabama. And I don't know. Does Tua get exposed a little bit? Has he ever faced pressure?
I just feel like LSU has been playing so many tough opponents and Alabama has faced none. I just feel like Alabama catches them on like an off week.
I can see it. For sure.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I have this inkling that Alabama's going to win. I do. I don't know why. I have this stupid little inkling that I think Alabama's going to win. And it's probably stupid. It probably is. I don't know.
New Mexico State sucks at Mississippi State. I don't know if they cover 28.5. Don't care.
Ole Miss is going to cover 28.5 versus New Mexico State. I know that's super square, but New Mexico State fucking blows. Give me Ole Miss 28.5.
Louisiana Tech versus North Texas. You know how I feel about North Texas. But Louisiana Tech 7-1. 5.5-point favorites.
Yeah, under Skip Holtz, they're playing well. 5.5-point favorites. I like La Tech to cover the 5.5, and this should go over 70-71. This should go way over.
I see 72.5 right now.
Oh, I see 71. But either way, it doesn't matter. I think it's going over. Either way. The other 4 o'clock game, Joe, was a good one.
I have a PP on it.
Iowa at Wisconsin. Wisconsin, 9.5-point favorites. Joe, what do you got? Sorry, 9-point favorites.
Now that I'm looking at it, I'm off. I'm off it.
What do you like?
I love Wisconsin. I love Wisconsin.
I agree.
Wisconsin here. Iowa has a good defense. Stanley is just, he's going to get his ass kicked.
He's not a good quarterback.
Probably make the NFL. He'll probably play somewhere, be a backup.
He is a game manager if there ever was
one. If there ever was one in his life. Nate Stanley does like 12 of 26, 179 a game. They played homecoming to Northwestern, and I had that, I know. But
I think Iowa will score some points, but I think Wisconsin's going to score on this team, dude. Like I think Wisconsin – here's how I feel about the teams. They are similar teams almost to a T, except that Wisconsin's offense is significantly better.
So I saw this at 5.5, and it went up to 9.5.
Yeah, it opened.
So that's why I liked it at 5.5.
The look ahead was 5.5.
Was that what it was? Okay, yeah. And I was going to lock it.
Add it Saturday if you like.
I got a funny feeling they're going to be up 27-14, Wisconsin.
And you think Iowa's going to backdoor? Could be. If it was 6.5 or 7, Joe, I could see that. Oof. But at 9... It feels like they're begging you to take it.
All right, I like Wisconsin in that game. I'm not going to PP it. Circle it, everybody. Circle it.
Agreed.
4 o'clock.
Agreed.
Oh, and everyone's going to look over this game because of LSU.
Total's at 38. It's going over.
Oh, way
it's
over.
It's going over.
Way over.
It's going over.
Shit. All right. What do we got here? University of Louisiana Monroe. You liked them last week.
I did. Fucking
Georgia, dude. Georgia State's a good team.
Fucking Monroe, yeah. But they're 2.5 point favorites on the road versus a Monroe team. I'm out on Monroe. I'm done with Monroe right now. I'm not backing them, but I'm not backing Georgia State here either. The total is at 75.5. What I learned about Monroe last week. They can score. Georgia State with Dan Ellington can score. Monroe has no defense. The over is the play in Georgia State Monroe. Over 75.5. Over. Not a PP, but over. 6 o'clock. You want to get this one out of the way, too? Florida International going into Florida Atlantic. Florida Atlantic, 10-point favorites at home. Florida Atlantic getting 80% of the bet, 95% of the money. The total sitting at 58.5. I have nothing on this one. Got it out of the way. I would lean Florida International slightly, but I just nothing.
Okay. Let's see.
We are on to the 7 o'clock games.
We are on to the 7 o'clock, and Temple has a 7-0 lead with seven. Oh, okay. And ULL is up 24-0. I'm just keeping you updated.
There you go.
On everything that
Coastal getting their ass kicked, huh?
Who's this?
Coastal Carolina.
All right. Here's one interesting game. Appalachian State at South Carolina. Appalachian State might have looked ahead last week.
Just a little.
When they lost. 3-0 on the road this year. South Carolina has had big wins. We know Georgia. Should they be 6-point favorites this week?
No, but it opened at 3.5, and the Sharps and the public are both on South Carolina this week. It's up to 6. Listen, South Carolina's on the third quarterback. They didn't cover a game that they should have won versus Florida. They've looked like crap ever since. I'm out on South Carolina, and I'm in on App State. So I would take the App State in the 6. I think this should go over. There should be points in this game.
Okay.
App State's defense is not as good as it was a couple weeks ago. They've regressed a little bit. App State should cover the 6, and it should go over. Oh, there you go. Nice little
move.
Play.
Ooh, nice.
Ooh, is that Gordon?
Gordon, yeah.
He looks good, man.
Missouri at Georgia. This, I think, is going to be a game. Georgia coming off a huge win. Huge win. They're at home again, which really means nothing to me whatsoever. Missouri's going to hang around in this one.
16 points. I think
last year it was 43-29.
It's because Kelly Bryant is not 100% yet. And so if he doesn't play, this could be an absolute blowout. I would stay away from this game.
Looks like Bryant's out.
He's out? Okay. Well, he said today he might play. He's at 75%.
Okay, yeah, I'm reading that now. Okay, sorry.
If he doesn't play, then, I mean, Missouri has no chance. But if he plays and he is close to anything, Missouri might win this game outright. I just, it's not playable because you don't know their quarterback situation right now.
Yeah, don't play that game. NC State, I think, sucks so bad. Clemson's going there. They're 33-point favorites.
You missed a few.
Oh, wait, is that 7:30?
That's 7:30. I'm sorry. Yep.
Oh, yeah, we're at 7:30. Okay. Clemson or nothing.
No, we skip two. Well, we can talk about that.
Wait,
game.
We skip 7 o'clock. Oh, yeah. Yep. Wazoo.
Yeah, we skip.
At Cal.
You want to talk about Clemson or you want to talk about Wazoo?
Well, Clemson doesn't matter.
All right.
We'll talk about Wazoo.
Yeah, Washington State.
I like it. How are they 4-4, dude? Because they suck on the road. That's their problem. And they're on the road this week against Cal.
Yep, and we don't know who's playing for Cal yet. It could be Garbers or who's their second-string quarterback, who actually is not bad. Or, sorry, not Garbers. Devin Modster, who's not bad, or I can't remember the other kid. He sucks. So that kind of depends on who's playing quarterback for Cal. But, I mean, if it's I can't remember his fucking name. But if it's the kid who sucks, I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to pull it up here. Spencer Brosh, he sucks. But if it's Monster, I feel at least a little bit better with Cal, the 8 at home. But, I mean, again, another quarterback game.
Are you kidding me?
You don't know.
Interception, Philip Rivers on the goal. Now,
dude, talk about a team that just constantly throws picks up. Here we go. There's a flag. Is it coming back?
They should because
this
of the last...
this is the fourth interception Rivers has thrown this game, and one of them's already come back.
Yeah. Anyways, where are we at here? Wazoo, Cal.
Offside on the Raiders. Raiders coming back.
They should just run the ball three plays.
This is ridiculous. I mean, that's the.
But the other one they scored a touchdown on shouldn't
be called
back.
He wasn't offsides at all.
But what I'm saying is maybe it's a makeup call, but they'll whatever. The refs suck. The refs suck.
Oh, he
refs. 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 They suck. They suck.
He hit Rivers low.
Suck.
Anyways. Yeah.
Suck, 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 goose. Suck, 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 goose.
Joe, how you feel about the refs?
They suck.
Are they Illinois?
Should we put that on a t-shirt?
Illinois and the refs effing suck.
Should we put a Wrangle on the t-shirt?
Ooh, I love that. Wrangle, there
Wrangle,
we go.
I'm writing these down now, Dan.
A little Wrangle, I like that.
Wrangle.
There we go.
We got
Melvin Gordon touchdown.
Thank you. Fresno won last week on a field goal. Against Hawaii. Utah State, I watched win and close out.
I was on Utah State last week, and they got absolutely massacred by BYU.
BYU's good. They turned it around, man.
Is BYU? Yeah, maybe. I just
here, though, Fresno. They just faced a quarterback that threw up tempo. They're going up against another good quarterback this week. Utah State's 1-3 on the road this year. This is Fresno or nothing. But I don't like 5.5, but I like Fresno to win.
I agree. The total is at 57.5 now, too. This should go over. I like Fresno as well.
Clemson, we like them. This new NC State sucks.
33. No, I'm not backing Clemson to win by 33, though. That's a shitload of points.
I know. They beat BC by 50, and BC, I think.
You know what? The best play in the Clemson game is just to go under. It's just going under. It's going under. I'm telling you right now. Okay. That's too many points for NC State doesn't score, and Clemson's not laying a 53 burger. No. So, all right. 7-0
Temple at home. Tennessee, Kentucky. I can't figure this out for the life of me. I hate Tennessee. I loved Kentucky last year. The game's in Kentucky. Normally, I would just take Kentucky in the spot. People are going to be all over this game because it's going to be a one-point spread. I hate Tennessee for the life of me. I hate Tennessee for the life of me. Last year, Tennessee won 24-7.
I like Kentucky. Make it very simple. I like Kentucky. Tennessee blew out UAB last week. People are all over the Tennessee train right now. Give me Kentucky. I'll take them on the one-point spread. The total sitting, by the way, the total, Joe, 42.5. Give me the under Tennessee-Kentucky.
I'm not touching that.
Under.
Ooh, I feel 27-23. I don't know why. Whatever. I'm not.
Dirty.
I'm off of that.
Not touching. I'm not playing. I'm just saying.
How about Liberty at BYU?
Yeah, BYU laying 17 points at home.
That's too much, isn't it?
I don't know. Liberty sucks.
I don't know. Liberty lost to Rutgers, so.
Liberty sucks.
What do I fucking know?
I don't know.
I just took Rutgers in basketball, and they suck, too.
Fucking Rutgers.
Couldn't even cover against.
Can we just put Rutgers on the list for everything?
Yeah, Rutgers.
Rutgers in general. Let's blow Rutgers off the map in terms of gambling stuff. BYU, 17-point favorites at home. It feels like too much, but I'm not touching it. I got nothing in that one. Total's at 59. I got nothing. I don't feel great about anything.
I'm sorry. And that's it for the 7:30. Then there's one more.
Yeah, Notre Dame Duke at 7:30. That's the fan. The fan goes off in there.
Okay, I liked Notre Dame last week. I think you were right. Did they lose last? Oh, no, Notre Dame won last week. A couple of years ago, I remember Duke beat Notre Dame here. Spread is what here?
Spread is 8.
All right, you know what that means. 28-20. Notre Dame. That's how these two teams play.
I think Duke's going to cover. I don't know how. I don't know why.
Who's Notre Dame ever lost to?
They lost to Michigan and lost to Georgia.
Oh, that's right, Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia spanked that ass. Dog. So, yeah.
They should beat Duke, though. But they're on the road.
Not great. I don't feel great about it.
8 o'clock game, Oklahoma, Iowa State over. Just take the over. What are we even looking at here?
Total's at 67.
Oklahoma's going to win.
14.5 point favorites.
Yeah, I like Oklahoma.
Feels like a lot of
points. Because it's at home, dude. Feels if this was at Iowa State, I'd be different. But.
Feels like a lot of points. I don't know. Kind of tough. The night games this week are going to be tough. I think there's a lot of watchable games. Not sure there's a lot of bettable games. That's all.
Yeah, I over.
All right.
Wyoming, your team, 6-2, plays 7-1 Boise State, who bounced back last week. Boise on the blue turf. Man, this is like right up your alley, Dan.
So Wyoming lost their quarterback for the year, dude. Sean Chambers, who's their quarterback, is out for the season. Now they have another kid. They have another kid who's Tyler Vanderwall, I think is his name. He's okay, but he is no Sean Chambers.
I don't want your life.
I don't want to back Wyoming just because of they lost their quarterback. I don't know.
Coach Kilmer. Is that who it is? Johnny Mox?
I don't know.
Oh, Vander. He said Vander.
Vanderwall.
Oh, Beek. Okay.
Not Vanderbeek. Yeah, no. I like the over on the Wyoming Bob. Game, though.
I don't want your life. He did get the whipped cream bikini, though. Remember that?
I forgot about
whatever
that.
Happened to that chick?
Oh, she was smart.
There was a kid who was Billy Bob for Halloween. Did you see that? He wore a number 69 Varsity Blues jersey with a hat, and he had a pig as a stuffed animal.
Oh, fucking.
A shotgun.
Nah,
a bottle of whiskey. Fucking great costume.
That's fantastic.
I don't want your life.
10:30. Nevada goes to San Diego State. San Diego State laying 17.
Too many points for San Diego State, if you ask me. Interception. No.
Oh, so close.
Nevada's got problems scoring. They won last week. They had to sneak that one out.
That was one of the only bets I actually fucking hit last week.
All right. We know nothing about either team, okay? Like, we know Nevada has a problem at quarterback. San Diego State, though, if we're just looking at this right off the bat, 10:30 game, 24th ranked team, 7-1,
best
17 points.
Me
better
too.
Forget it.
Me too. Absolutely. Nevada has not played well. They struggled versus New Mexico, who might be one of the worst teams in the country last week. Nevada's 5-4 record overinflates them. This is the exact kind of spot I look at all the time. San Diego State minus 17, better than forget it, as you said.
To me, though, what scares me is 28-10 final.
Doesn't scare me, because that's a cover for San Diego
State. And
it's
right on the under?
I don't really know how I feel about the total. I don't think Nevada's going to score it.
Me either. That's why I feel 28-10.
I love that. Uh-huh. I think San Diego State and the under happens. Mm-hmm. I agree.
The Air Force New Mexico game got canceled.
Postponed.
So that won't happen. And then finally, Dan, I'm not doing this anymore.
Are you out on Hawaii?
I'm not out yet because I have family on the island.
Okay, well, I'm out.
Well, so here's the deal. I've watched San Jose State play this year.
Their
quarterback is decent.
But you don't know who. Hawaii is not named a starter for this week.
Get out. What's up with Cole? What's up with Mike? Cole's not the problem, by the way. I know he does throw interceptions, but he's not the problem.
They're talking about starting Chevon Cordero, who's the freshman from Honolulu.
But what's why?
I don't know.
Cole McDonald's all you have.
I agree. I think Cole McDonald's a good player.
I actually think he'll be a pro.
I think he will, too, because I think that what he's doing in Hawaii right now, and the reason he's turned the ball over so much, is because he has to force feed it, because they don't have a lot of talent there. So I think he's forcing the ball, and he's creating, and the turnovers are happening because of that.
Their defense just sucks, though. There's like...
Oh, I think he got it.
Yeah, I think he's short.
Oh.
Everyone's fighting.
Interesting, Mark.
I wouldn't.
I think
he
was
either.
Short. Second look.
Yeah. I'm off this game. No degenerate
totals
special.
At 77. That is going over. It's going over. There's going to be points. Dude, Josh Love, who's the quarterback for San Diego State, is a good quarterback. Like, I think this kid's going to get drafted pretty decently high, Joe. Like, I think if you look at the NFL mock draft right now, like, I think Josh Love like might be a legit. Candidate to be drafted pretty highly, so I don't know. I like him.
I think that's all we had. We had Maction this week.
Yeah, there's a bunch of teams that are off this week. So we had a few players. I think we didn't have a ton of players.
I think there was good discussion.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna add stuff Saturday. I think I'm done giving out like 15 PPs on the podcast on Wednesday or Thursday just because it's too many. But I feel like maybe I'm going to start adding more on Saturday. By the way, Joe, I feel like maybe we should start doing this, at least for me. I think I might start posting my plays on the over-under account.
Oh, yeah. I have access, too.
You do have access.
But maybe we should start doing that.
Maybe we should talk about that.
But there's two good noon games, well, at least for me. The Penn State-Minnesota game, I think, is the one to watch. And I'll have action on Baylor. Baylor loses, they're not undefeated anymore. So
Penn State is a must-watch at 12.
Yep, and then, of course, at 3:30.
Alabama. How the LSU, fuck is Alabama. That game not a 9 o'clock game or 8 o'clock game, 7:30 game? How the fuck is that? That's always a primetime game.
And then, like, what are we stuck with? Notre Dame Duke at night? Oklahoma?
Oklahoma, Iowa State's
Wyoming,
not terrible.
Boise? I mean, ugh. Ugh. I have to make plans on Saturday night, so I don't bet these stupid games.
Ugh. Well, you know you're going to bet them. Iowa State Oklahoma won't be a terrible game. Then the late night degenerate special. It's not terrible. But why the fuck is LSU in Oklahoma? Why is LSU in Alabama not a 7 o'clock game? And therefore, we could watch like Kansas State, Texas during the day, or USC, Arizona State, Iowa, Wisconsin. Like, there's other games I want to watch, damn it. Like, what the fuck?
We could put that on a t-shirt, too.
I agree.
WTF. all right. Well, that's the college football. We switched it up this week.
Agreed.
We got plenty of plays, good discussion. Do we have questions?
Yeah, we do have questions. I gathered some questions this week.
Okay. We will take it to the window. And again, for those who fast forward or don't listen or, you know, have thoughts, advertising opportunities are available with our podcast. And t-shirt ideas. That's that. So we'll take it to the window coming up next here on Over Under 985.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 985. Listen to the podcast at 985thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You send in your questions, we cash them out at the window. So who you got? Over Under 98.5.
Taking it to the window, I'm interested in these questions this week. Let's get some ones out of the way, Dan.
All right, first question from our buddy John, who's not actually our buddy anymore, apparently. What's the point of a gambling podcast when you guys give out one PP for NFL? What a waste of 2 hours.
Did you not listen to any of the discussion?
I guess some people only listen to the podcast for picks. I think that's a terrible way of doing it. If you want to become a better gambler, it's better to listen to the podcast so you get to know these teams. We don't give a huge synopsis of every team and every player, but, I mean, don't you guys kind of want to learn about the teams?
Or you are a fraud. You know what the Rutgers pick a lot. You're a fraud. How am I a fraud? We tell you to either fade the pick or follow the pick. We give you a pick.
How are you a fraud for giving out a free pick?
We are not a service.
Your reputation isn't based upon one pick. But going back to John, first off, the dude's been ripping us the past few weeks, which is, I get it. If you haven't been great, that's fine. I can handle that. But, like, one PP. First off, we gave out two PPs for NFL last week. Second off, like, out of all those games, you give out two plays. That's normal. What are you guys looking for? 16 plays a game? I can't do that every week. Just can't do it. That's how you lose money.
I mean, shit, Dan. If we really wanted to, dude, like, we could be a subscription package, and you'll give out less games and go from there.
It's true. Could do that. Whatever.
Whatever.
All right. Question from E. Willie, who's our buddy. What stats do you use when making over-under decision for totals on NBA, NFL, and NHL? I do not give out my methods. I've repeated that 4 million times. I'm sorry, dude. I'm not going to tell you what I look for. I think that we talk about enough about our kind of methods and feelings on here enough. Joe, you're more of a pick and sticky guy. Do you want to give out anything of what you use?
Look at back-to-backs, how they did last time, how the previous matchups, all that kind of shit.
Fair enough. Similar question from Colby. Hey guys, weekly listener, love the insight you guys provide. What are some specific angles you look at when you're betting hockey? I understand people wanting to understand my angles and everything. I just don't feel like I'm going to give that out. I can give out plays. I can give out, you know, stuff like that. But I feel like my methods are kind of my methods, and I just don't think I'm going to give that out. Not my process. So, sorry, guys. If I'm an asshole, I am. I apologize. All right. Question from our buddy Jack. Would you ever play a +1.5 in the NHL? It's usually juiced heavily. So here's the problem with the +1.5s in the NHL, at least from my opinion. You're always looking at an empty net. So you're better off just taking the plus one
or just the money line, in my opinion, because you're always looking for a potential empty net loss there, even if you're up by one. It's dangerous. Yes, it happens. Yes, it can hit, but it's dangerous. So that's kind of the way I look at that. Joe, any thoughts?
Nope.
Okay. Question from Christian. Biggest and smallest unit plays of the week. We don't do that. We just give out one plays. One unit plays. Unless we have a double PP, that's two units. Or we say a small PP, that's half a unit. All right. Question from Billy. This isn't so much a gambling question as an NFL rules question. This is based on the new idiotic rule that PI can be challenged. In the last 2 minutes of each half, all reviews are automatically sent from the booth. Shouldn't every pass play in the last 2 minutes of each half be reviewed for both offensive and passive, offensive and defensive pass interference automatically? I mean, if we do that, the game's going to take 7 hours, Billy. Don't you feel like, Joe, that if we start looking for interference on every throw, the games are going to take forever?
Yeah, I mean, it's already happening.
Yeah. So it's just, I can't do it. All right, question from Tony. Should we wait to get a feel for college basketball? I personally am, Tony. We kind of talked about that at the beginning of the podcast. I personally am waiting to get a feel on it. Joe, are you waiting on it, or are you going for it?
Well, I'm saying, say it again.
For college basketball, are you waiting or are you playing right now? Because I'm waiting.
I'm playing. I'm just, wondering how it all worked out.
Yeah. So I think Joe's playing. He's playing, but we're not going to give out points until that kind of happens. All right, question from Jet. What are your best NFL survivor picks this week? Saints are an obvious favorite, but can we feel comfortable taking the Colts when Brissett may not start? To me, I feel comfortable taking the Colts no matter what, because I feel like the Dolphins going to play for the loss no matter what, especially in the second half. Joe, do you have any survivor picks this week?
Saints. I like the Saints.
All right. Question from our buddy Matt. Do you guys believe in the NBA injured star theory? Play a team against the spread when the star is out. It's 11-3 so far this year. I don't really know what you consider a star, Matt. Maybe it's Kawhi. Maybe it's Giannis. You'd probably have to be more specific about that for me. Maybe it's something to look into. Certainly possible. The problem is that it's hard to kind of know, and especially since the lines move so much when these guys are out. All right, question from Ryan. Pod question. I love Joe's second half bets. It doesn't seem like he's watching all the games, so he takes.
Yes.
It doesn't seem like he's watching all the games he takes those bets on. So I'm wondering if he mainly bases those bets off comparing the opening line to the second half on the fine value. Okay.
So or if a team, pretty much. There's other factors, but blind doing it, yes. Like last week, I didn't. The Oregon USC game, USC was off. Blew it. I took USC because they gave up a kick return and like a 90-yard play within like a 2-minute span. So I just thought that was like kind of fluky. So I took USC second half. I lost. I got smoked.
Yep.
But I didn't watch any of the game. I didn't.
I was actually watching that game. I agree. I was watching the game. But we liked Oregon. I was watching the game and I thought USC second half was the right side.
Okay, there you go. So I didn't see the game.
And he wasn't even watching the game. So I agree. I agree with that. Question from Chris. Where do you guys get your stats, trends, or info? I do it myself. I know Joe uses covers.com a lot. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you guys where I get my stats and stuff. Okay.
But you have mentioned it before if people listen.
Yeah. I mentioned it plenty of times. All right. Cool. Just questions on what do I look for when betting hockey, whatever. Yeah, so, okay. Podcast question from Armin. How many legit long-term winners are there on Twitter?
I don't know, dude. Listen, I gave out a pick on the radio this morning at 7 o'clock that lost. So it was just a fucking hunch. And I told the guy not to do it, and he did it. And that was it. They lost.
Yep.
So that's how good everybody is on Twitter.
Yeah. I would say that there's probably... I'd say there's probably 500 guys who win long-term on Twitter. I think there's probably... thousands of guys on Twitter. I think there's probably 500 who are actually good, and most of them don't put out picks.
I have a question. Last week, the Raiders were up 3.5 versus the Lions, and it was a pick 'em. This week, the Raiders are up 3.5. What do you think the line's going to be, Dan?
I would bet it's either going to be a pick 'em or Chargers -1. What do you think?
So where would you go in that case?
If it's a pick 'em, I would take the winning team.
But do you think that the Raiders, back-to-back weeks, can cover a second-half pick 'em up 3?
Yes, I don't think the second half spread. I think that the Raiders have been significantly the better team tonight. From what we're watching, I think Philip Rivers has thrown 4 interceptions and 2 of them in a call back, and I think the Chargers should probably be getting blown out right now.
Chargers are -140 money line right now.
Live?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get
pick
the...
Pick 'em.
It's a pick 'em?
Pick 'em.
So therefore,
Chargers are -140 pick 'em live.
Yep. So you lean Raiders.
I'm going to take the Raiders.
I mean, they covered last week.
I'm going to...
But for people who want to know the second half trends, now you're in my head right now. See, I don't know. I kind of think the Chargers come back. I think they went outright, the Chargers.
Really?
But I wouldn't double down.
The Oakland is now +0.5.
So the money came in on the Chargers.
So this, I'm going to kind of talk about. This is something we can talk about live on air, or I guess live on the podcast. A couple weeks ago, this was a very similar situation with the Saints and Bears. We doubled down on the Bears. They lost. I feel like this is the exact same situation. Chargers down by 3.5 like the Bears. I think they were either tied or down by 3. And then they ended up getting just shit on the second half. I feel like this is a very similar situation. That would be the situation I would look at to compare it, Joe. So I'm going to continue with a question from Armin. How many guys out there take pics from multiple sources and tweet them as their own? Happens literally all the time. I know people who do that still. Is there a sport that is inherently easier to move or profitable but all others? It's just what you're good at, dude. Every sport is different as what you're good at. All right, Joe, last one. I think this question for both of us. From Squidward, what is the difference between really liking a line and the line being fishy or too good to be true? Okay, well, if you consider yourself a very square better, right? You consider yourself to be a guy who is always taking the fishy line, and you're always taking the favorite, you're always taking the obvious, the Patriots, the Chiefs, and everything. If you're always taking that, and you're always taking the obvious side, the side that everyone is on, then you're square, and you're probably being risky about what you're doing there. That would be the way I would look at it. So, that would be the line. I mean, if it's fishy, if it looks too good to be true, like Texas versus TCU a couple weeks ago, right? Looked too good to be true. What happened? TCU won outright. Texas lost. That's what happened. If it looks too good to be true, it probably is.
Yep.
That's the way I look at it. So that would be the way I would look at it. Are you taking Chargers second half?
No, because I have the charge for the game. So
I
don't want to double down.
I took Raiders second half. So
there you go. I mean, I could take the Raiders and wash my bet out too.
I think you could. I don't think you're going to get middled on that.
The Celtics are very good, and Temple is up 7-0 still. I think we called the under on that.
I said it was an underline. It looked like it should go over, but like it was a weird line. Louisiana Lafayette absolutely shitting on Coastal Carolina, 38-0. Temple's up 7-0 at start of the third quarter. So, anything else, Joe? Anything else you want to talk to anyone about?
That is it.
That's it.
Yep.
I think we're good. We're done.
All right. Again, catchphrases for a T-shirt, advertising opportunities. And what do we got next week? Anything good?
Next week, I think we're probably going to start adding NHL, or not NHL, sorry, NBA and college basketball. And then maybe a week or so after that, maybe some NHL. So you can probably expect some college football to be a little bit shorter. Maybe not as much analysis, maybe just some, here's what I like, here's where we're going, especially on the shittier games, like the Charlotte UTSA. I don't think there's going to be much analysis on that going forward. I think you're just going to say, hey, this is what I like, whatever, going forward.
Boom.
So.
All right, everybody. This has been another edition of Over Under 985.
Who you got?
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.